WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Ella Fitzgerald's Memorex commercials aside, she may be best known for her songbook recordings. Anthologies of classics by Cole Porter, Harold Arlen, Irving Berlin, or George and Ira Gershwin. But Fitzgerald isn't always so highbrow. Her first hit with Chick Webb's band in 1938 was the nursery rhyme A Tisket a Tasket. In many ways, it's easier to sing great material than it is to sing lightweight stuff.
Clap hands, here comes Charlie. Clap hands, good time, Charlie. Clap hands, here comes Charlie now. This way, meet the dollies. I say, Ziegfeld Follies. Hey, Charlie, take a bow. See the smile on all those hungry faces. They can tell that he's a buyer from those wide and open spaces. Clap hands, here comes Charlie. Clap hands, good time, Charlie. Clap hands, here comes Charlie now.
Fitzgerald's 1961 album, Clap Hands, Here Comes Charlie, has just been reissued as a CD on the Verve label. It's an amiable mix of jazz and pop standards, novelty numbers, and maudlin torch songs. Fitzgerald does justice to ballads like My Reverie and Signing Off and the bebop anthem Night in Tunisia. But the oddball stuff really grabs me. For instance, she sings the only lyric to celebrate the cutting-edge sophistication of Jersey City, New Jersey, the home of Journal Square.
They call it that Jersey bounce, a rhythm that really counts. The temperature always mounts wherever they play the funny rhythm they play. It started on Journal Square, and somebody heard it there. He put it right on the air, and now you hear it everywhere. Uptown gave it new licks, downtown added some tricks. No town makes it sound the same as where it came from. So if you don't feel so hot, go out to some Jersey spot. And whether you're hip or not, the Jersey bounce will make you swing. Ooh-dee-doo-dee, ooh-dee-doo-dee-dee-ee. How I love that Jersey bounce. Oh, come on and play that Jersey bounce.
Ella Fitzgerald is rightly famous as an improvising scat singer. She didn't shatter all those wine glasses doing ballads. But she's also a better interpreter of lyrics than she's sometimes given credit for. Fitzgerald's sense of humor gives her an edge with silly songs, but she also knows how to sing an awkward lyric straight, especially when it's fitted to a graceful melody.
College boys are writing sonnets in the tender passion there. But I'm on a shelf with last year's Easter bonnets. Spring can really hang you up the most.
Anyone who can finesse those sentiments can breeze through Cry Me a River, that early 50s hit for Hollywood's deadpan chanteuse Julie London. Its lyric answers the old question, what rhymes with plebeian?
You drove me, nearly drove me out of my head. Why you never shed a tear. I remember all that you said. Told me love was too plebeian. Told me you were through with me, and now you say you love me. Well, just to prove you do, come on and cry me a river.
lovers of pop culture are often accused of not being able to tell the bad from the good. Actually, what happens is, after studying pop for a while, you come to realize that what you've been told is bad really is good. Any movie fan sold on the weepy melodramas of director Douglas Sirk knows that. So does any reader hooked on the psychotic realism of crime novelist Jim Thompson. That sort of egalitarian talk freezes the blood of folks who promote great books programs and Eurocentric cultural literacy. But then it seems to me that such folks, not coincidentally, are rarely big jazz fans. I ask you, would you want to do without stuff like The Music Goes Round and Around or Cry Me a River? Me neither.